On today's program, the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, celebrates its 55th anniversary this year, and part of the celebration is a newly revamped festival song competition. We hear what the selection committee thinks of the entries so far. Stay tuned as we uncover this week's arts page. Entry submissions for the 2018 Jamaica Festival Song Competition closed on the last day of February, and the selection committee now has the mammoth task of selecting from hundreds of entries that one song with the power to unite the Jamaican people. Chairman of the Jamaica Festival Song Committee, Vernon Darby, is leading a team of expert individuals with the requisite skills to narrow the choices.
Well, things have gone very well this year with over 220 entries. It took quite a bit of time. We had to set up a proper system in place. We have our score sheets and everything. And we have two sets of judges. We have a set of judges. They assess the songs to see if the songs are of a standard. And when we say standard, we're talking about the lyrics, whether or not the music, you copied somebody else's music, that sort of a thing.
The famed category of the annual JCDC competitions took a one-year hiatus in 2017, giving aspirants a chance to hone their lyrics and come up with that winning tune which will survive the test of time.
After listening to those songs for two full days in the studio, then we had to have another team which came in to look at the songs which were not selected, because we felt that it's a good idea that if you have one team which selects a certain amount of songs, to give another team a chance to look at it. So if by chance a good song probably slipped through this crack, they will give it a second chance.
After ascribing marks to each song, the team will meet again to go over the selection with fresh eyes, giving yet another chance to those entries that might have initially missed the mark. The committee will then come up with a list of songs for public scrutiny.
Then we move right into the semifinals. We have a live show at the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center where persons can come and watch all those persons perform, because we're trying to make sure that the people get a chance to see and to hear these songs and see them being performed.
From that list will come the talented top 10.
After the semifinals, we work down to know your top 10 songs. And these top 10 songs will go around the island. And we are putting in place a system where the persons of this group, persons right across Jamaica, can vote for their song of choice, because we want it to be the people's song.
The finalists will vie for their share of $10 million in cash and prizes.
That song is going to let our people come together, have fun, we love in our hearts, and when we finish, we're ready to go there and work and to make this a very productive nation, the leading nation in the world, not only in terms of sports and entertainment, but leading country in terms of how we move this economy forward. And music can help to get us into the right spirit and the right frame of mind.
The Jamaica Festival Song Competition is one of the longest-running original song competitions in the country's history and continues to serve as a musical platform for cultural expression. The competition, which started in 1966, has provided the stage for some of the most talented singers and songwriters, namely Toots and the Maytals, Desmond Dekker, and Eric Donaldson. Before we go, here's what's on this weekend. The National Gallery West in Montego Bay will launch its latest exhibition, The Art of Jamaican Sculpture, on Sunday beginning at 4 p.m. Also on Sunday, the Jamaica Music Museum, in association with the National Library of Jamaica, will host the second event in the Four Women series, celebrating the legacies of four Jamaican women. That event begins at 2 in the Institute of Jamaica Lecture Hall, 10 to 16 East Street, Kingston. And entries are now open for JCDC Culinary Arts and the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. Visit the JCDC's social media pages or their website for more details, or call 926-5726-9. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.